Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we visit the only piece of freehold land in all of Hong Kong, the site of a church whose history dates back more than 150 years. Monocle's Naomi Hsu Elegant is our guide.
At noon on a bright November Wednesday in central Hong Kong, cathedral bells ring out in the air. Office workers and their lunchtime breaks walk up leafy Battery Path and file into St. John's Cathedral, a 172-year-old Anglican church in the middle of Hong Kong's financial district. Stick-thin Alexandra palms cast shadows on the outside walls, which are painted a sandy beige with bright white detailing on the pillars, windows, and doors. The cathedral is neo-Gothic, the style that came to dominate churches in the Victorian era when it was built. But St. John's is simpler and less adorned than others in the genre, with Norman ecclesiastical influences and some necessary adaptations for Hong Kong's subtropical climate. The lancet windows are fitted with wooden shutters, and this afternoon they are flung open to let in the breeze. The pews have rattan wicker seat panels, and rows of ceiling fans revolve quietly above the nave. The vault is blue, with black ceiling beams, and the whole cathedral is bright and airy. Up on the altar, even the bishop's throne has a small inbuilt electric fan. From the day it opened for service in 1849 until sometime in the 1930s, St. John's was the tallest building in Hong Kong. Worshippers in the 19th century would have seen the forested hills of Hong Kong Island rising behind the church, and the boats sailing through Victoria Harbour below. Now, skyscrapers and luxury hotels crowd around the cathedral, dwarfing the bell tower that used to jut like a lighthouse from the sparse hillside. St. John's began life as a parish church for the local British garrison. Today, it offers regular services in English, Filipino, Cantonese, and Mandarin. There's a bookshop, a cafe, and a surrounding park where people eat lunch, sketch, and watch bulbuls and sparrows flit from tree to tree. St. John's also runs social welfare programs and has housed nonprofit groups focused on issues like HIV/AIDS awareness and migrant workers' rights. On Christmas Day and other important occasions, the congregation fills the pews and floor and latecomers pack into the garden, following the service on screens outside the cathedral. During World War II, the occupying Japanese army stripped St. John's Cathedral of religious material and used it as an officers' club. The Japanese destroyed all the church's stained glass windows, which had been designed by the firm of William Morris and shipped from England decades before. Public donations in the post-war years helped St. John's with restoration work, including new stained glass. An unusual triptych now glows in the north windows. The middle window depicts one of the miracles from the Gospels, Jesus calming the storm. On the left is a British sailor, a Royal Navy ship, and Merchant Navy ship. And on the right are two junks with orange sails and a Hong Kong fisherwoman in a bamboo hat clutching a woven red net, all three scenes rendered in jewel-tone stained glass. Apart from its architectural quirks, St. John's is noteworthy because it sits on the only freehold land in all of Hong Kong. Every piece of land in the region is on lease from the government, apart from the patch by Garden Road that, in 1847, Queen Victoria granted to the church in perpetual ownership, as long as it was always used as a church. Thus, in a prime spot in the world's most expensive property market, St. John's Cathedral is beyond the reach of the government and would-be property developers. Day after day, the church bells chime on.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Naomi Hsu Elegant for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.